League of Ireland Football.
On Off the Ball.
Brought to you by the refreshingly alcohol-free Rockshore 00. Get the facts. Be drink aware. Visit drinkaware.ie.
So, Off the Ball, we're here sitting down with new Athlone Town FC owner, Nick Giannotti.
Chairman.
Yeah. So I guess, well, that's a good starting point.
I like to say more chairman.
Chairman. So I guess, first of all, just a little bit about your background. You've been involved with Plymouth Argyle for several years now. How did that first come about, and was it your first foray into football outside of America?
In the professional football and professional sports, yes. Yeah, I mean, I was a youth football player when I was a kid and played a little bit in the university. So Plymouth Argyle, when it came around, I learned about it, was asked to get involved in football tournaments.
And so, why did you decide Athlone Town is where you next wanted to step?
It was actually about these girls. I looked at the club and I looked at the country from a football perspective and what could be done, how it fit into an ecosystem and what it could be like. And then I sat here and even identified the opportunity that was in front of me. I talked to a lot of people in town when I came several months back. And then I met the women's team and decided I couldn't, I couldn't stop. I needed to help in any way I could to progress their game.
And how familiar were you with the League of Ireland before coming over here?
Zero. Not didn't have any understanding of it.
And since then, or maybe just before, I'm not entirely sure of the timeline, you and your business partner, I think Eric Perez is his name, have bought a majority stakehold in Larne, up in Northern Ireland?
Yep, we're taking control of Larne FC, yep.
And was that before or after becoming the chairman of Athlone?
No, that was after, yeah. So for a while I had been helping out and supporting in the background here, just dealing with all kinds of different things and getting up to speed as quickly as possible. And so just didn't feel like it was appropriate to announce it at that time. I was trying to keep the distraction away from the ladies team as well. It was unnecessary to do that. So, but in preparation, timing was right, especially given that Lauren was going to be coming on board as well. So
you're on you're a director in Plymouth Argyle. You're an owner at Lauren, a chairman here. There's been a lot of, I think, issues lately. You look at Drogheda in the League of Ireland and you look at Crystal Palace in the Premier League of multi-club ownership. Huh? They've both been booted out of their respective European competitions. Sure. Were you aware of that coming in, or do you have eyeballs on that?
Yeah, I was aware of that.
And is it a worry for you?
Not in the near future, no.
So when you think of...
I have ambitions for the men's side, but I also know I'm realistic in understanding how difficult it's going to be climbing from the position that we are in Athlone Town and getting up to those higher divisions. I'm not involved in any top tier clubs in any other league anyways. The English Football League and the Premier League is dominated by, six to eight clubs. So it doesn't really concern me on the men's side. On the women's side, it doesn't concern me at all either.
And are you involved with the women's teams in Lyon and Plymouth Argyle if they have them?
So I don't have a very good understanding of where we are in Northern Ireland in Lyon and what that quality is and what level of access to football that the ladies have. In Plymouth, I know plenty about it. I do follow it along. We have a separate board that focuses on it, like a sub board. But I follow it along. But we're in the third tier of English football in that regard as well, so it's tough.
So with your various business dealings with these three clubs especially, can you see any overlap with that? Be that maybe loan players or sharing information? Like, will there be a relationship there between the three clubs?
I mean, I'm pretty involved in all three and have good relationships amongst all of them. And the reality is that when it comes to player movement, loan players, for example. I think it's always what's good for the club and what's good for the player as well. So I will always leverage our ecosystem in any way possible, whether it's for the betterment of, you know, the ownership or the club, or the for the player in particular as well. So whether that's here in Ireland or England or even in Italy or wherever it might be. Yeah.
Yes, you hosted an open forum today for the kind of community of Athlone, for the fans to come. I suppose two questions there. First of all, what sort of prompted you to host that forum? And second of all, just touching on what you said about Italy there, you mentioned in that forum that you have interests in two Italian teams. Which teams are they?
One is my father's hometown club. It's called Campobasso. So we're in the third division, Serie C. And then also in Juve Stabia. I'm a silent investor, but I also help to advise them on things whenever I'm asked upon. Try to help.
Well, it's important to host a forum to get involved in a community that you're still relatively new to. I know you're not based here, but like, was it your decision?
Yeah. I mean, there's only one way to understand a community, and it's actually to get out and actually talk to them. Whether that's supporters, whether that's businesses, whether that's players and understanding all that, whether it's staff here, whether it's academy kids, like you name it. It's only one way to figure that out. And if you don't embrace the community, football clubs are bedrocks of so many communities across the world. If you don't embrace that, then how how do you ever figure to be successful or to ever help that community, right?
Exactly. And you mentioned in that forum about wanting to develop players.
Yeah.
And, you know, focusing on academy work. And I guess what in your mind does developing players mean? We've seen teams in the League of Ireland on the men's side, like St. Pat's.
Yep.
Seen Mason Melia getting a deal for €2 million to go to Tottenham Hotspur now soon. Is developing players for you getting them to a stage where you can get big money from foreign countries to take them and then invest that money back in the club? Or is developing players getting them through the Athlone Town Academy so that they stay in Athlone and can contribute to the kind of senior team?
I think both things happen. Again, I think you always have to look at a player as well, like what's not just good for us as a club, but also what's good for the player. So I'm a human being. They're human beings too. If it doesn't make sense to stay here, then they move on. And we find a place that, and we're helpful for them to find a good home. Why? Because they're part of our community and we should want them to flourish. There's nothing more fun than seeing, you know, a player play in a World Cup or for the national team, whatever it might be. So I have a mate from growing up who played in two World Cups. There's nothing more exciting than getting to watch him play in two World Cups. For America, yeah.
What was his name?
His name is Steve Cirundolo. He's now the coach of LAFC. He played in Hanover for Hanover 96 for probably 15 years. I spent summer with him in England when we were kids, and I'm always proud to see him succeeding, whether it's on or off the pitch. It doesn't matter, you know. So again, for young people, it's about developing their character, not just their footballing skills. And hopefully, I can bring that to a place like Athlone, or any place that I kind of go.
So Athlone Town, the women's side specifically, I mean, we're here today with them being the first Irish team since 2011 to qualify for the round two.
How amazing is that?
The Champions League qualifier.
Especially for you being somebody from Athlone.
It's something that I've never seen happen in my lifetime, certainly. There's you know, memories of European nights in Athlone, yeah. But it's from a very long time ago.
Yeah.
But you walked into a women's team which was already champions of the league. They had won cups in the past. And I suppose it's fantastic to be able to develop them and see them succeeding. Now, the men's team are obviously in a very different position.
Sure.
How different are your approaches in terms of getting Athlone Town women from strength to strength versus having to kind of build up the men's team nearly from the bottom up?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's the interesting thing, the interesting dynamic that we're going to have here in Athlone Town is around taking the ladies to the next level. Identifying their strengths and helping to harness that and go from there. And then with the men, it's about building a culture, and I heard it in the fans forum around what they're looking for and why people haven't come to the club for a long time and why they don't come and support either the men's team or the women's team. But I mean, when you have, the most important thing is that there's a foundation here. And you see it around, there actually is a lot of pride around the football club. I find it fascinating when I'm walking down in city center, around the town center, and everybody is painting or redoing their shutters or whatever that might be and being really proud of their property, for example. And then you sit there and think, well, that bodes well for a community, right? And I think that's extremely important. I think that's something that we can build on here. And it'll come in time with the men's team. It just takes time.
So the women now, they've qualified for the next round, as I said, and they are going to be heading to the Netherlands.
Yeah.
On August 27th.
Yeah.
Will you be going?
I have to look at the calendar. Unfortunately, I think I have prearranged travel plans with my family in America.
Because I was about to ask, you have so many business dealings in different clubs, and you obviously have family commitments, you have two young children.
Yeah.
How much time do you realistically think you're going to be able to devote to Athlone Town?
My wife would sit there and say it's quite a bit, because she sits there and sees me get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. She doesn't see me get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. She might roll over and see that I'm not in the bed anymore. And so I think, you know, it's not a matter of me necessarily having to put in all of the time with all of my business opportunities that I have back home and even in other places. It's about hiring the right people and putting the right people in place to help lead those organizations as well and execute on the plan of each of those organizations. So where you're seeing that up in Larne, or whether you see that here in Athlone, you know, putting people, the right people in place, good people that can help project the values and the culture that I want to see.
So you were involved in Plymouth Argyle for a few years now, so that's obviously there's a staying power in that.
Yeah.
How long a project do you envision here in Athlone Town? I know it's very early days.
Sure. You know, I don't even know if I've really had the opportunity to soak that in. You know, in full honesty and transparency, I see it as a project, and again, I see it as a community that I think is lovely, and. I was hoping that my son might come over, but he's not. He didn't. He said to me on the day before I left that he said he wanted to come over, but he also wanted to just spend time and hang out.
He's back in America, is it?
He's back in America. So I think I may not be here, but I will be present.
Perfect. So. A brilliant day. The stadium's clearing out now. I think the girls are going to celebrate.
Yep.
I guess just lastly, if you could sum up what this last kind of week has been like for a town that hasn't seen this level of kind of success, I suppose, for quite a while.
Yeah. I mean, just looking at it on people's faces and seeing smiles on their faces, people coming through the doors. I think the big thing that I was just excited about, this is, you know, just purely for to understand the excitement, I was looking at the tickets selling every single day. Maybe clicked on it every couple hours to get an update because I was curious to see how people would react.
I think it's probably one of the only clubs in the country where the women's team routinely and consistently get more kind of tickets sold than the men's team. There is a higher buzz around the women's team. Obviously, Europe is a contributing factor to that.
Sure.
Do you, I suppose, are you and your people talking about how to get the men's support to that stage? Is that kind of working in conjunction, I suppose, with the women?
I mean, listen, here's the thing, is you just spent the afternoon here, you know what the sound is like when we can get this place full. There's no reason why we can't be able to do that every single match. And it's going to take the entire community. It's going to take all of the players, it's going to take the business community, and it's going to take our efforts as well to ensure that people are entertained, that we provide a clean, safe environment for people to come and watch, and that there's fun things to do as well. And that's on and off the pitch. Otherwise, then you don't create any value, and why would people choose to come to watch a football match, then go do something else on a Saturday, especially on a bank holiday, and the weather's quite nice. There's probably lots of other things to do. Ireland's a beautiful country, so.
Do you find that running or helping to run a club like a business model, as would be your background, has been effective thus far? Do you think that's how you're going to continue?
That, I mean, 100%. I think that, you know, people oftentimes lose sight of football clubs and think that they're just hobbies. And then once they're bored with those hobbies, they just move on. And when they're bored with those hobbies, then they don't put as much interest into that. And then it's just not sustainable. And then they walk away and then things are in shambles. But if you run it like a business and you create that culture of running it like it's an organization, it's well diversified, that makes everybody stronger, and that means that it's a sustainable model for the future. So listen, I don't know much about all of the Irish clubs and how they run their clubs, but what I know is that that's what we will do here. And the only way to compete is to actually get people in the seats.
And is that why you intend to hire, I suppose, a CEO figure who is familiar with the town and with maybe Irish football more specifically?
100%. Yeah, that's helpful. Someone who's a business mind as well, that also understands how to operate things, how to deal with people on and off the pitch, and deal with the community and kind of go from there.
Do you know when that name is going to be revealed?
I don't know. Hopefully it's soon. But, you know, it's out of my hands at the moment, is all I'll say.
Perfect. So, a brilliant day for us, though, and thank you very much for your time.
Yeah, no, thank you very much. Thank you for coming. Thank you for supporting your town and everything. This is great.
No problem.
Lovely to hear all your perspective and helping, you know, spread the good word about the ladies here throughout Ireland. So, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, yeah.
League of Ireland Football.
On Off the Ball.
Brought to you by the refreshingly alcohol-free Rockshore 00. Get the facts. Be drink aware. Visit drinkaware.ie.